91X News.
It's 1 degree and cloudy. I'm Sam Normand with 91X News. Officials in Mexico say a Canadian woman was the ringleader in a plot to have Muammar Gaddafi's son smuggled into Mexico. Cynthia Vanier was detained about a month ago and is being held with one Danish and two Mexican suspects. The four are being held on suspicion of falsifying documents. Officials say they plotted to smuggle al-Sadi Gaddafi and his family into Mexico under false identities. Sudbury has decided to give Occupy protesters the boot after one of their tents caught on fire. The Northern Ontario city issued eviction orders to the protesters Tuesday for health and safety reasons. The last straw came early Tuesday when fire crews were called to Memorial Park after a tent caught fire. There were no injuries when a stovepipe ignited a flap on the outside of the tent. As a result, the city issued a notice under the Provincial Trespass to Property Act advising no one can remain in the park or any other city park between 11 p.m. and 8 a.m. As of this morning, there were only a couple of tents remaining in the park. The protesters set up camp October 22nd. An experiment on the popular science show Mythbusters has sent a cannonball into a Dublin neighborhood. Nobody was hurt in the incident. The cannonball was fired from a bomb range at Camp Parks in Dublin, soared 700 yards and into a nearby residential area. The projectile hit one house, bounced across the street, ricocheted off a second house, and impacted into a minivan. The minority Liberal government has survived its first confidence vote with NDP support. A vote on last month's throne speech was passed 69 to 37. The NDP voted with the Liberals while the Tories opposed the motion. New Democrats also joined the Liberals to defeat a PC amendment calling for a legislated wage freeze for public sector workers. MASH star Harry Morgan has died at the age of 96. Morgan acted in more than 100 films starting in the 1940s, but joined the cast of MASH as Colonel Sherman Potter in the show's third season and won an Emmy. In the late 1960s, he co-starred with Jack Webb on Dragnet as Sergeant Joe Friday's partner, Bill Gannon. Researchers in Chile have released a series of time-lapse photos showing the dramatic retreat of a glacier in Patagonia. The Chilean scientist Andres Riviera says that the Jorge Mont Glacier is shrinking faster than any other in Chile. Its snout retreated 1 kilometer, more than half a mile, between February 2010 and January 2011. Rivera says global warming is a factor, and the Mont Glacier is also melting especially quickly because it partly rests on the waters of a growing fjord. The glacier is located in the southern Patagonian ice field. Researchers presented a video on Wednesday showing the glacier's year-long retreat through a total of 1,445 time-lapse photos. That's 91X News to 402. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
Disgraced former junior hockey coach Graham James was in a Winnipeg court today through a video feed. He's facing 9 sexual assault charges on 3 of his former players, but James is only pleading guilty on charges involving 2. The charges were placed after details of James' abuse came to light in former NHL player Theo Fleury's new book. James has already spent 3.5 years in prison but has been out on bail for almost a year. He will be back in Winnipeg for his sentencing next February. NHL disciplinarian Brandon Shanahan has been very busy lately. Today he doled out punishment to Dallas Stars defenseman Mark Fistrick. Fistrick was suspended 3 games for his hit on New York Islanders forward Nino Niederreiter last Saturday. Niederreiter suffered a concussion on the play. Shanahan said Fistrick's hit was a charge because he jumped. He was not given a penalty when it happened on the ice. Fistrick's suspension ends on December 15th when the Stars play the Islanders again. The Ottawa Senators are looking for some good old-fashioned payback. The Washington Capitals beat the Sens in overtime last Saturday, and the two teams will face off again in Ottawa tonight. The win was Capitals head coach Dale Hunter's first since taking over from the fired Bruce Boudreau on November 28th. There are 2 other games in the NHL tonight. Carolina Hurricanes head coach Kirk Muller will try again for his first win behind the Canes bench in Edmonton, and the Philadelphia Flyers are wrapping up their 3-game road trip in Buffalo. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x weather.
91x weather today, mainly cloudy with a high of +2. Tonight, cloudy, becoming partly cloudy late this evening. Wind becoming 20 kilometers an hour overnight and a low of +1. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud becoming cloudy late in the evening with a wind west 20 kilometers an hour becoming light early in the morning and a high of +3. Friday, snow or rain, low +1 and a high of +2. It's 2 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Normand with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
is 91X.
CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.